Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, May 4th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we talk about soccer. That's right? Football. Now, I just get mixed up between whether soccer and football is the same thing, but I know one, people in the Bahamas is play, people in the Bahamas does play, and the next one we just watch on TV. And I say, hey, that's the American one. Right? So we're talking about football and something big is happening. We're preparing for a national event, an international event or regarding beach soccer. And in order to prepare and get us updated on the beach soccer event, I have members of our national beach soccer team. I have two who's in studio and one who is on its way, and I want to introduce them because I played soccer. I played defense. I mean, I was no star player, but I could have kicked the ball. They just call me a sweeper. Sweeper's a position. I tell you, I know it. They used to call me a sweeper. And I played against QC and St. Andrews. They were the top teams at that time. And my goal was when they came down and their fancy kicks and their Brazilian soccer and outplaying us, my goal was to sweep them down. Boom! See, that's that. You don't come down here playing, right? That was my goal. And I'm glad to know that the sweeper position still is happening. So let me introduce my guest for today and wait on my third. We have Crevin Ferguson and we have Torin Ferguson, and they're not related. One is a Exuma Ferguson, and where you Ferguson from?
I don't know.
Used to Nassau Ferguson. You always lost. Nassau Ferguson never know where they originate from. Yeah. So because you don't know which Ferguson is, we're going to start with Torin is Exuma Ferguson, and I want to know about beach soccer. What is it? Is it a hype thing? Where you usually play and where you play? And I see my third guest, Jamie Thompson, just came in too. He's a tall fellow. He just came in from. So go ahead, Torin, tell me about beach soccer in general.
Well, to me, beach soccer is a very exciting sport. It's new to the world. Something everyone trying to get everyone to enjoy and love. It's different from the grass soccer because, of course, it's played on the beach in the sand. And we train, you know, we train at the bridge. And like I say, it's a new sport. I'll be ready to go.
We go. Okay, now we go on to Crevin. Introduce yourself and tell me about your the beach soccer.
Well, hi, good morning. I'm Crevin Ferguson. I am relatively new to beach soccer. Well, I've been around it for a long time, but just in periods. But I'm the youngest guy on the team. I play as an attacker, and I would say that beach soccer is more exciting than grass soccer because of how you interact with your fans and all the goals that are being scored. Just to like bring the atmosphere, keep everyone going, and it's just like a lively event.
And mind you, even though soccer is a big thing inside the Bahamas, right? And it brings about different communities. I see the Americans here come out, the Britons came out, even the Haitian community come out, all that's unraveled. And few people know that soccer is the most watched sport in the world. The World Cup is a big thing, right? And even though I'm familiar with field soccer, right? I know when the Bahamas played here at Malcolm, what is it called, Malcolm Park there? Malcolm Park. Which is on East Bay Street, right over next to, across the road, across the sea, across the St. Fleur.
Yes. Sin Fleur was like a soccer sensation. Right. The whole Bahamas descended on Malcolm Park there to see Sin Fleur score. Right. Then I had a friend, Mia's child, Mia Campbell's child. I forget. They just knew just by saying his mother, because she's a soccer fanatic. So I remember Julie. I'm not sure of that. See, I tell you, I went to watch, right? Yeah. All of the Bahamas came out there to see that. Because the Bahamas was one of the top seeds. It was a big thing for the country. The stadium was packed. I mean, packed. And people was outside and the lines was long. Right. And now that you're saying that we are in the qualifying thing, and this is what we come to talk about, I'm kind of excited that Bahamians could be out there again. But let me speak to Jamie Thompson. Are you a field? I mean, you're going to be definitely playing beach soccer. But I mean, you have experience in field soccer or you have experience in beach soccer?
Well, I have a significant amount of experience in both. I played grass soccer straight up until the end of my collegiate career. And with regards to beach soccer, I started off fairly young when the sport was introduced to the Bahamas. And back then I was about 9 years old. And so since then I fell in love with the sport since then, and I was really and truly one of the only players that really stuck with it from such a young age. And, you know, I got called up to the national team when I was about 15. I have some experience playing for the national team, for the grass soccer national team.
You play national team? Nice. You can play then. You and this average. You just play them.
I'm humbled myself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but let me ask this, right? And correct me on how I pronounce it. CONCACAF. That's what you call it? CONCACAF?
Right. CONCACAF.
What CONCACAF stands for, by the way, so I can ask my next question. CONCACAF?
So basically, CONCACAF is the acronym represents, you know, the Caribbean as well as Central America and the United States and Canada. So it's a combination of North America, the Caribbean islands, the Caribbean countries, and Central America. So that's inclusive of like Mexico.
So it's a regional beach soccer landscape then. And we are now playing for... We'll be playing with the big event going
to
happen.
To qualify for the World Cup.
For the World Cup.
In November.
And the beach soccer.
Yes.
And when is the World Cup in beach soccer?
It's in November.
November.
It's in November. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I say November this year.
November
any
this year.
Any particular date?
2023, I think it's the 14th.
I'm not sure.
November 4th. Yeah? 100%. But November.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big thing. So now we are doing this qualifier game. The qualifying game is going to be in New Providence?
Yes.
And it's going to be held at the Malcolm Park there?
Yes.
Okay, which date is this qualifying game?
May 4th.
Monday is our first game.
Monday 8th? The 14th.
Monday coming?
Yes.
Who are you all playing against?
Guatemala.
It's Guatemala.
So, we know the Hispanics can play soccer.
Yes.
So this can be a tough game.
Yes.
You only scared?
No, man.
You all, we think we can get it?
Yeah.
I mean, you already talk about it. Certainly, I right?
Yeah. We've been training for so long.
I've been training for so long, right? And so what to anticipate come next Monday coming? Yes. So it's going to be the Bahamas versus Guatemala.
Yes.
And what time is the game?
Kickoff is at 7:30.
P.M.?
P.M.
Okay.
Then we have a lot of games before that as well. We got games at 12. Start from
so who are playing? Playing? Now you got to explain this to me because I thought it was just one big hype game.
No.
So the whole gamut. It's all week long.
Yeah, so we start Monday and then we finish on Sunday.
And these are qualifying games?
Yes.
12, okay. So the whole event, the whole series is going to be happening here.
Right.
In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. Mm-hmm.
So now I understand. So persons who are interested in soccer, all these high school teams and, of course, soccer enthusiasts can actually experience international play here in the Bahamas starting on Monday coming.
Yes, sir.
The 5th, 6th, 8th.
8th.
Monday 8th. Running to when?
To the 14th.
May 14th.
To the 14th.
So Monday, May 8th. Uh-huh. Sunday, May 14th.
May 14th. That we are able to experience international teams playing here for qualifier.
And free of charge.
And free too?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Just come up and show up?
Show up.
I need to tell
you. Any colors.
Any Bahamian colors.
Yes,
ma'am. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. So tell me about the events. On Monday, who is playing?
From the first game that I could see, how we have... Panama will be playing Trinidad at 12 o'clock.
So we can't rush this now. So I know we played Trinidad the other day.
Yes, sir.
Right? And Trinidad was trying to make it to the World Cup, and we the one who blocked them from going to the World Cup.
Right.
Right. So I remember in this, right? Yes. So Trinidad is a big team, right?
Yes.
And even a rival for us in the South of Bahamas, right? And we you're saying that on Monday, we're having a big event with Trinidad versus whom again?
Panama. Yes.
That's
the opening game.
That's the opening game. So that's a big game.
Yes.
That's going to be the draw now, where all the expats we have here come and watch
for sure,
that.
For sure.
Yeah?
That's why by 7:30.
7:30, you got to be seated.
Game is inside.
So we need, but like from 6 o'clock, you start gravitating there.
Yes.
Man, it's good. So that's Monday. Go ahead. What happened on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, it's basically the same outline. The Bahamas plays at 7:30.
Oh, so finally, on Tuesday, all the Bahamas got to come out that day.
Again,
yeah. And who we play?
No, we play Monday as well. We play Tuesday.
How much days we play?
We got we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of games. Thursday, we have a rest day. Then you got quarterfinals starting on Friday, the semifinals starting on Saturday, and then, of course, the finals.
We can reach them.
Right.
Right? So let's hash out Monday properly. How much teams are playing on Monday?
Monday you have... That's 12 teams playing on Monday.
12 different teams, two of each event. So that's like six games.
Yes.
So tell me all the events on what time to come and on Monday, so I can understand what's happening. So this is the qualifier, and then there's the championship final games later on in the week, which will be Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
So Monday, we know we had the top teams were playing. Of course, the Bahamas is playing on that day too. And we start the event at 7:30. That's correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So go ahead. Let's go run down the events on what to expect on Monday.
So on Monday, the first game, like we said, at 12 is Panama versus Trinidad.
Mm-hmm. And what time does that start?
At 12 p.m.
Oh, now I understand.
So it starts at 12 p.m. straight down to 7:30.
Okay.
Second, we have U.S. versus Dominican Republic.
So the U.S. is inside this series too?
Yeah, they're part of CONCACAF.
Okay.
The third we have is Costa Rica and Guadeloupe. The next game, and that game is at...
We know we're reading notes from our phones. Go ahead.
Okay, then we have Costa Rica and Guadeloupe. Then we have El Salvador and Turks and Caicos. Next is Mexico versus Belize. And the final game is Bahamas versus Guatemala.
So we'll be the last game on Monday.
Yeah.
So that could be the hype. Yeah. So we have a whole day, full day of events. So you could come in basically any time and experience a good soccer match.
Yes, you can come in any time, but you have to be there for 7:30.
But of course, you got to be there for the Bahamas.
You can leave and come back, but you just got to be there for 7:30.
And the event is free. I don't have to worry about buying tickets and whatever. Any food could be there, because food could be there.
Lots of food vendors.
We have the dancing cooks.
The dancing cooks?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wicked Wings.
All right. I enjoy Wicked Wings. I enjoy Tropical Gyro.
Yeah, they're good. The New Duff.
Yeah, yeah. The New Duff too, I enjoy.
Mortimer's Candy.
Yes.
So it could be all kinds. This is an experience, and it could be a big event.
Yeah,
it's going to be a huge event. I didn't realize it's going to be a full days of event.
Yeah.
So after the first game, and I guess it goes on, you get kicked out and go to second seed and first seed, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when the Bahamas win their event on 7:30, right? At 7:30 on Monday, what happens then?
Then we have two more games to play in our group, because that's the group stage.
Okay.
So I guess...
And explain what you mean by group stage.
Group stage is... That's where we have 12 teams, so they separate them in three groups. You have group A, B, and C.
Okay.
And it's a way of battling. They've come to the final agreement of who is the top two teams in CONCACAF.
So the goal is to see the two top teams. And once you get the two top teams in the CONCACAF,
those two teams go to the World Cup.
To represent our region.
To represent the region.
Yes.
So we plan to get access to represent the World Cup. So this is a big, important game.
Yes, sir.
And we have actually won the right to host all the preambles, the pre-games and for this tournament, and then decide who's the top two for each division here.
Yes, and the World Cup is held in Dubai.
Y'all traveling, as you say, y'all, we traveling for how? We going to Dubai.
Yeah, man.
We going to Dubai. Okay. I'm excited.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. So how long has the beach soccer team been together?
Like for me, I was one of them from the beginning, I'd say. We started around 2008, 2009. To now.
To now.
Yeah.
And I know that Crevin and Jimmy play field soccer.
Yes.
Right? And they have morphed into this beach soccer, and we are highly ranked. Where are we ranked now again?
Beach soccer.
30th?
Yeah.
30th in the world?
Yes.
Yeah. And so now we are trying to be ranked as the official top two.
Yes,
to go towards the World Cup in our region, right? And so I'm excited for you, right? I'm excited for you. But I have a text here who want to know the difference in the makeup of beach soccer and field soccer. I know that field soccer have 11 team members with goalies, and right. Beach soccer doesn't have as large or on the field. How many people will be on the field at one time? Or on the pitch or the sand?
12.
Yeah,
just 12 players. So,
so there's still the full field then.
The
full team.
No,
people will be playing.
That's the full roster.
The full roster is 12 players.
Yeah.
So typically, when it comes to field soccer, when you're talking about the entire roster, including substitutes, reserves, you're talking about over 20 players.
Yeah. But how much people play on the field one time?
Oh, for B soccer, 5.
Right. Okay. Now I'm trying to understand, right? On the field or on the pitch, the sand pitch, it's 5 persons. Yes. Play it.
5-on-5.
5-on-5.
Similar to basketball when it comes to 5-on-5 play.
But on the field, it's 11-on-11.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm seeing right. it. Yeah. I'm seeing it. Remember, I played the field one, and I'm mm-hmm. trying to now visualize right. what's the difference. Right. And the text right. asks what's the difference. So I want to do that. So, of course, you have forwards still.
Yep.
We take forwards, attackers.
Attackers.
They go up target men.
Say again?
A target man.
Target man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's break down the difference so I can understand the difference between the field soccer and the beach soccer. So, I know about forwards and midfielders and defense and goalie.
Right.
And you're saying that and beach soccer is different or named different. So, and there's only 5 players playing on the field at one time. So, go ahead, the different positions.
I mean, you would just say wingers and defenders because it's dependent on your formation.
Okay.
Is what players you'll have set up, like I said earlier, you have a target man up top.
Target man. So that would be a forward type person. Forward. Or strikers?
Strikers.
Okay, I understand.
Or like how you asked earlier, if you play a formation, you have a defender in the back, he'd be like a sweeper.
So be a sweeper.
He'd be by himself,
mm-hmm.
Roman. Or you could put 2 defenders back. So basically, it's just defense and attack.
And again, my time of playing soccer, we've had a Brazilian form where we had 4-2-3, I think, and then the goalie.
Right.
Where you had 2 wing men, right. The 2 persons in the center, and then the 2 midfielders. Then the defense in the back. Right. So the formation that we have inside of Bahamas, what type of formation do we use? I mean, you have the strikers. I know that right. word. Or how many 4 strikers do we have playing? Or 2 in the front and 1 in the middle? 2. How?
Like I said, it's dependent on the formation.
Like I want to know our formation. Like, what is it?
Like, you could do, I'll just give some bigger ones, basic ones.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a 2-1-1.
2-1-1.
You could do a 1-2-1. Mm-hmm. You could do a
2-2.
2-2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give it anymore.
No problem. I mean, I assume that you change it intermittently, yeah. And you have, right. of course, the goalie.
Yes, sir.
Of course, the goalie. So, in terms of preparing for it, right, where do you all practice regularly?
We practice right there at the stadium at Malcolm Park.
So you have home field advantage.
Yep.
You know the feel, the rigorous of it. So
yes.
That's good. And how regular do you practice as a team? Because I know that the team has been around, but this is a fairly put-together team. Because I know that Crevin used to play for college,
yeah.
right? So I'm assuming you're back home now,
yeah.
and you're bonding with the team and practicing with the team. And I want to know, like, how the team is meshed. You feel good. You
yeah.
practice together.
You could consider right? the team, like we would say, like, we're a family. We train every day.
Every day you play? Like, that's like a job?
Every day.
Yes, sir.
And we just came from a tournament in El Salvador. And since then, we haven't stopped training. Maybe one off day. We've just been going hard just to prepare for this tournament.
Okay. And you came recently from El Salvador. How was that?
It was okay.
It was an experience then.
Yeah, it was an experience.
So tell me about the experience. What happened down there? How was the weather in terms of, and how did their team played in contrast to ours? Because I assume you learn their style, you critique it, you say, okay, I see where we can improve, I see where their weakness is, I come in for them next time, you know? Yeah. How did we do well, no?
First of all, the climate is so much more hot than ours.
This is a hot place,
yeah. Yep, and they have this volcanic sand, which is like this black sand, which is deeper. But some people liked it, some didn't. I like the sand.
Mm-hmm.
I like it more than our sand. And what else can I say? Other teams were there also. We had Salvador, the hosting, us, Trinidad, Belize, U.S., and Costa Rica.
Oh.
Yep.
So a number of these teams you've already played against before. So yep. You're familiar with their styles. Mm-hmm. You've been familiar with their attack. You're familiar with their defense. You said, okay, I know how to maneuver and work around and capitalize on that. So that's a good. How important it is that we are hosting this. You are hosting this soccer tournament. It's going to be a home advantage. You need the Bohemian crowd to be there cheering you on.
Yes, sir. We need them.
You know, some people say, man, I prefer no crowd. And then some people say, man, I need to have that loud music and the cheering. Yes, the hype, you know? So what does the hype
do? That's a part of the soccer. The hype of the game. I mean, the hype of the fans kind of determines the game sometimes. So us being home finally and having a bar crowd behind us, it would help us give us a big push and get us to where we need to be. You know, we want to come off victorious. And nowhere else better to do it than home in front of a crowd, you know?
And I know that CONCACAF, I always pronounce it wrong there, have a large international following, yes. Right? For those persons who are in transit to the game and need like the app and be able to see it online or see it at home, how do they do that?
You got Flow Sports, then CONCACAF itself has its app. Then you have the CONCACAF YouTube page. I mean, there are forums you could find them on. So again, that's the Flow Sports. CONCACAF app or the CONCACAF YouTube page.
Okay. So just type in CONCACAF and see where it is, and you can actually view the game and see what's happening and see the ranks and who won and whatever it is.
Okay. Watch the game live if you had work. Just type it in on your phone.
I can do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you can't make it, you'll make it one of the days.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited. I mean, I'm already planned to be there for the first game. And then, of course, the last game will see us. And the final two, so I'm excited about that, right?
That's
so this is going to be May 8th through May 14th, right? 2023 International Beach Soccer returns right to the Bahamas, right? And it's CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, and I want to draw on to your experience again, and the difference in terms of your on playing on sand versus field. I ran track too at one point in time, even though I don't look like I have the body anymore, right? And I know that running on sand takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort. And I want to know, as athletes, right, playing in sand soccer, right? How is it, what do you do to prepare emotionally, physically, to be prepared to play on that rough sand, right? Because I know you all play like bare feet or bare feet.
Yes,
you will ever get your foot mash? I mean, I've got my shins kick hard, and I say, man, I ain't playing soccer no more. And the very idea that you playing bare feet with these big foot people, right, getting stumped up. I don't know why I'm brave. I mean, you do it. I've been brave enough to do it.
Well, being a goalkeeper, for me, I love the sand because it's better, it's softer, you know, than the being on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You get them cherries, you get them scratches. But on the sun, you know, it's better for me. I find it more, I would fly.
Yeah. More than I would on you could jump out further.
Yeah, you know. I really would get down and dirty more than in the sun.
And of course, you mentioned the goalkeeper where you play,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And the spectacular moves, because the goal itself is smaller than the field soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that there's, because the field is shorter, there's more striking towards you.
Yes,
like
sir.
You're always on that defense. You can't blink. There's no rest period for the goalie, right?
No.
And you gotta be doing them Superman type moves in terms of bending and twisting in order to save the ball.
Yes, sir.
Right? Since I have all of you, and I'm trying to know what position do you play, first of all, so I can envision it. And so the Bohemian people can say, I'm coming out there to listen and cheer on you. Again, Jimmy, where do you play?
So I'm a target man. So I'm
striker.
One of the forwards. Yeah.
Yes, I understand. You're target man. Okay, so you're playing that either that 2-1 or that 1-1 in the front.
I'm the one.
The one. See, there you go. So you kick the ball. You're the one to score where everything depends on.
Yeah,
yeah. The one inside there. He's Neo. Yeah. He's a Neo inside Neo. This game, right? Mm-hmm. And where do you play, Kriven?
I'm also a forward also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're the two. Because you know, and Jamie is the one.
Yeah.
But I see I have a caller on the line who wants to engage you, right? I know. So, but let's pass the caller through, producer. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say a shout out to one of my students, Michael Butler.
Yeah.
He is the goalkeeper, I think.
Yes, nice.
Good.
Hey, Mike. This is Coach Bullard, man. How you doing?
But Mike is not here right now, but yes.
Mike ain't there?
No, Mike. They got to bring Mike. They got to bring Mike.
Man, I thought Michael was there. But anyway, guys, I'm going to come out and watch you guys play. I've never been out. I know Mike, I coached Michael in flag football. He's very good at it. And I'm happy that he went on to play soccer, and I think he got those skills from me. So you're only getting the credit for that. Right? Anyway, guys, I can come out and see you guys. All the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Who's coaching you? I'm sure you have like 3 or 4 coaches, right? But who's coaching the Bohemian team?
So our coach is actually Alexander Suarez.
Mm-hmm.
He's the former head coach of the Brazilian national team.
Oh, we get international experience then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get me excited.
Yeah, this is the second time we're sharing this experience with him. So prior to him joining us, I think back in 2016, 2017. He's won several World Cups with Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely has the experience and the knowledge to help us get where we need to go.
Okay. And I know earlier we talked about international exposure and traveling, and you just came back from traveling to
El Salvador,
right? Where else have you traveled as a team?
Switzerland.
You have gone as far as Switzerland?
We've been to Switzerland, China, El Salvador. We were just in Colombia in November, Mexico.
So you get the chance to play with different styles, right? Because the Swiss play differently from South American teams. That right. South American football is a different type, like ball in the air.
Yes.
Type soccer, right?
It looks like beach volleyball when they play
yes.
beach soccer.
They right. keep the ball in the air, and then you got to be running up and saying, get the ball back on the ground. Yes. But whereas the Swiss, they play more grounded game. They dribble and then pass on the sides and then score or strike from far. Yes. So you got to be always on them, or if you leave them alone, they can shoot from the end of the court straight to the goal without you doing. So I'm impressed that you were able to travel so much to get this exposure to say, well, this is how they play, going in the game knowing the different styles. But you went to Switzerland. I want to know about that experience.
Well, I think right now in the room I was telling you went on a trip.
On a trip, go ahead.
I mean, it was a great experience. It was back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
2016.
They took us on. We went on a 6-week trip. So we then going to Switzerland. We also went to Italy. We played in Germany.
You played the Italians too.
Yeah, we went to Estonia. We played in Austria, and just different tournaments all around. You know the area, and I mean it was a great experience. It evolved the team. It made us, like you say, see the outside, different forms of playing, and now we brought it into our own, the Bohemian way.
No, I'm impressing you because I'm not sure even if the field soccer get to travel as much as this. Y'all are traveling and getting the exposure. So this is not no ordinary team. This is a highly skilled team, professional team where you can say, well, we understand.
Yeah.
We've been there, we've done that,
right.
And we understand the game. We understand the game.
And that's something our coach been telling us lately too. You know, for the team to get well together, everyone just fine with your strength is. And we play that way, you know?
Yes, and harden a particular style, so this could be our style no matter what.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me earlier that the team has been together, this particular team, for the year so far.
Yeah.
Right? A little more than that.
A lot more than that.
So let's call it a little more than a year.
Yes, sir.
Right? I want to again know, in terms of preparation and in terms of working together, I know you travel. You all work, right? So this is like a part-time thing. I know there are some people who just play soccer all day.
Right.
And I know when Crevin was in school, it was beach soccer and school. And then you go back to soccer again. Mm-hmm. You know, you live and breathe soccer. You dribble soccer. When you tired of studying, you go back on the field and you just soccer again.
Yep.
But living inside the Bahamas, right? Having to pay bills. Yeah. Right, and provide for yourself. Soccer is like a part-time thing. So what time of a day do you get time to prepare? Because I assume you all work like a 9 to 5-ish.
Some days straight from work straight down.
Straight down. So the conditioning straight has to down. Be different because you can imagine working a long day and then you got to come and perform.
Yes, sir.
And be in top shape, you know? Yeah? So in terms of endurance, I don't want to know your secrets of the team because I know the coaches say, nobody, you're telling them. In terms of endurance and the heat, because speed soccer has heat, especially playing at 12 noon near the water.
Right.
That's draining. How do you prepare your body to keep hydrated, to be energized, to say, well, I could do this for a 2-hour period?
Well, you know, the key is to train under those conditions and consistently. And then, you know, when you're off the field, that's when us as individuals, the job is then to make sure that you're hydrated. You know, you're taking as much fluids every day. You're taking in the right amount of macros daily to ensure that you're fueling your body. You know, to essentially prepare yourself for those conditions. And so when you're talking about the sun, when you're talking about, you know, the heaviness of the sand and, you know, just the difficulty of playing beach soccer in comparison to grass, you know, the key is just to really is just to train and just be consistent with it.
Which team to look out for? I know we have a rivalry with Trinidad already. We already vexed them, right? But I know the United States coming here. Right, they tend to always be high ranked, but I want to know like the top three teams that we say, boy, they could give us a challenge, but we're going after them. So I'll be there for that game. I want to, you know, of course I can be there for the Bahamian game, whoever playing, what else? But I want to be make sure I say, well, come out and look at this particular team. Teams. Yeah. So who would they? Give me three.
Let's say El Salvador.
Or the Hispanics again. Go ahead. Yes.
Mexico. That's they're actually in our group, so that's a certain.
So in our group, we're looking for the matchup against the Bahamas and Mexico.
And Mexico, yeah.
And then the next group, who would be the two teams to look at? Because it's group A, B, and C.
Well, you have the United States for sure as a team to look out for. Torin already mentioned El Salvador.
That's group C. Mm-hmm. And group A, a team to watch for, like I said, El Salvador. I'd say those three.
Boy. And we played against El Salvador team before, eh? That's where we went to the last trip. And with that hot temperature type thing. Yeah, it's good. But I also want to know more about your travel experience, right? I know we went to El Salvador. We went to Switzerland. And you traveled to Italy. Right? What's another country that you said
China.
So yes, let's talk about China. And I'm not familiar about how the Chinese play and the style they play. I just say they short people, right? Right? But I know that during the World Cup, they were ahead and defeating a lot of teams where I thought should have been fertile, right? How was playing in China and the way they play?
Well,
The style of play, you know, in my opinion, it seemed a lot slower and almost to the point where it was hard to adapt, especially given the jet lag that we had to deal with. You know, we got in literally like at midnight, and first game was at about like 9 in the morning.
Wow.
And yeah, so no time really to recover, but there were a lot of factors that played with regards to our performance over there, but the style of play over there, like I said, it was. I think to an extent it was very different in comparison to anything that we've all experienced, and you know that's against countries that we've played regularly, you know, like Trinidad Was there anyone else over there? I think it was just them.
Yeah, it's just them.
Yeah.
Satellite traveling is important, just so you experience more teams.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a short break right now. And then when we come back, I want to know who this Captain Bahamas is. Because, I mean, everyone said when you're going to watch beach soccer, look out for Captain the Bahamas. And I want to know who this Captain the Bahamas is and why that people keep on texting and saying, oh, don't forget Captain the Bahamas, right? But it's Guardian Radio AM. We're talking with the national football team, beach soccer team. We have Crevin Ferguson, Torin Ferguson, and Jamie Thompson, who will be playing. We play for the CONCACAF Beach Soccer Tournament Championship, which is going to be from May 8th to May 14th. It's a big thing. We have top teams in our region here in the Bahamas playing. So if you are a soccer enthusiast, if you follow football here, this is the team you come out and see. The Bahamas is highly ranked. We expect big things, but we need Bahamas to come out and cheer them on. And the event is free. You just show up and just watch and cheer. And all kind of food. I mean, I'm looking at the food list. It'll be awesome. But Guardian, this is Guardian Radio AM. Just take a break, producer. We'll be right back.
Get ready to celebrate our 50th independence with a golden jubilee. The Road to 50 presents the inaugural Jubilee Day. It's a day to celebrate the Bahamas and the Bahamian people in grand style. We're jump-starting the Independence Party on Friday, May 5th at the Southern Recreation Grounds. Come and explore the cultural village from 4 to 9 p.m. and take your seats by 6:30 to witness a fantastic cultural show. It's all about the black, gold, and aquamarine. Wear your colors to show your pride. Schools all across the Bahamas will be taking part. This day is made to celebrate you. It's Jubilee Day, Friday, May 5th. For more information, visit CelebrateBahamas.com or go on social media and type in Celebrate Bahamas.
To be a Bahamian, proud to be a Bahamian, proud to be a Bahamian, yes, God gave this land to me.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. And I was talking with Jaime. You say I pronounce it properly, like I did Hispanic there. Jaime. You know, I've been calling Jaime Jamie because it's now J. All that time, so you know that's Jaime, right? And I said, but it has a J. Anyway, so Jaime played in college, right? And I was asking him why there was so much Bahamian following, because there's a lot of Bahamians who follow beach soccer. And with field soccer, you know, it's a particular set dimension of people who say, okay, I'll come in there and watch the long game. And Amy is saying that because it's similar to basketball, right? Okay. But I want to explain the excitement, because I've attended and watched several beach soccer games where I'm in the crowd and I'm hyped up and I'm cheering on, right? Because everything is fast paced, mm-hmm. right? And the ball seems to be in the air more,
right?
There seems to be what I call Superman plays, where people mm-hmm. jumping and flipping, right. and you just saying, look at that, you saw that? You know, mm-hmm. you blink an eye, you miss a move, right? And the excitement, the raw excitement right? How did that come about, right? Why is it so popular? And I mean, field soccer being here for a while, but now beach soccer is the thing, right? Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, as Torin mentioned, beach soccer is something like, you know, it's relatively new still. You know, it came to the Bahamas in about 2008, 2009. I think it became word of mouth. You know what I mean? It became something that, you know, you're hearing people talk about with regards to the excitement, with regards to the speed of play. And, you know, when you compare it to basketball, which is something that a significant number of Bahamians love to watch, you know, it's almost identical, you know, not just from the perspective of the audience, not just from the perspective of the spectators, but, you know, when it comes to the way we play, it's the exact same. And, you know, it's why when you're asking us what positions we're playing, we're looking at each other, because for us, it's almost like we're all defenders, we're all attackers, we're all midfielders.
And because the team is smaller, five people, so you have to run all around the whole place.
Exactly, yes. And so with that, you know, you're seeing, it comes the excitement, you know, you're seeing somebody that plays in the back score from, you know, they're in front of the goal scoring, or they're all the way in the back scoring, you know, it's almost like
I ain't used to that. Defenders, I mm-hmm. used to, you stay in the back. Right. You come to half field and you stay there just in case someone passes you. And to know that with beach soccer, a defender can be right in front of the goal and score, and it's like, what? You know?
You ever seen the goalkeeper shoot the butt?
No.
Okay, and that's in beach soccer as well.
So you can score too. But then shoot well. Oh gosh, yeah.
So he turns into a striker at some point too.
Yeah, the possibility. Yeah, the
possibility.
So Captain Bahamas is a big thing. Huge. Is a big thing in soccer in the Bahamas, where the entire community knows who Captain the Bahamas is.
He's an icon.
He's our number one fan.
You see that when people walk into that stadium at Malcolm Park there, people show, where is Captain Bahamas? They start off with that and then say, where is the Bahamian team afterwards? Who is Captain Bahamas and why there's so much excitement where people mention his name all the time? Where's Captain Bahamas? You know?
Captain Bahamas is one of our number one fans. He's been around the team. I don't know if we could call his name.
Call his name, man.
Yeah, he's one of our, like with me, he's one of my coaches from high school, Larry Mintz, you know. So you have a relationship with the teammates. And over the years, he's been able to travel with the team.
Captain Bahamas has traveled the team too?
Yeah, when we go like to certain places, he'll be the only Bahamian in the fans. Wow. And he'd have on his flag and he running around the stadium.
Represent.
He was knighted Captain Bahamas. And now when he's home, he goes crazy in the stadium. Yeah. He gets the wave going. You get people cha-cha dancing or everything. So Captain Bahamas is an experience as well on its own. And get to the stadium.
And going more detail about Captain Bahamas and his importance to the hype man in the stadium, especially when the Bahamian team is playing, right? And that the Bahamian audience responds to his energy. See, I've seen that. See, look at that. Look at him. And he's dancing in the middle. See, I'm watching videos inside the stadium. I'm watching the videos inside there. And if you see how crowded this beach stadium is, packed. You know, packed. The beach stadiums be packed all the time. You have a following. And of course, Captain Bahamas is doing his
thing. You see the little kid behind him?
I see that.
They call him 50 Cent. That's a sidekick.
The Captain Bahamas actually is like Batman and Robin.
50 Cent, if you get me, we need you back. Okay?
Yeah.
Send in the gang.
And again, we were talking earlier on the importance of the hype, the importance of the audience, the importance of the audience being loud, the importance of the audience cheering on, right? How does that make you feel on the stadium? And let me tell you, especially when you are down by one and you trying to get up, right? What does the home crowd do for you?
Well, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, every time that we host a tournament, the crowd just gets even livelier and livelier. It becomes an even more surreal experience.
Yeah.
And so to even really try and describe like what that'll feel like would be completely, you know, completely
you have to be in that moment.
Yeah, you know, it's really something where when you're in the moment, you know, you're feeling all of the jitters and all of the all of the energy starting to flare up, and you know, everybody's sharing the vibe, sharing the feeling, sharing that that need to respond to that atmosphere, yeah. You know, and you know, to, as I mentioned, to even really try and imagine what that's going to feel like in a couple of days, you know, it's an overwhelming thought.
Yeah, I'm excited. So at this tournament, there's going to be some prizes and giveaways. So definitely, if you're inside the audience, you can win things. Yeah, Scotiabank. Right? Go ahead.
Scotiabank would have a fine tune as well outside of the stadium.
Nice. So
if you watch like two games, you get tired of watching games and you want to wait till the Bombers play, but you don't want to watch a game. You can go to the fine tune.
Yeah.
And still enjoy yourself.
I think they call it tailgating. Is that tailgating? No, when you'd be outside.
Kind of.
I remember when I went to watch the Marlins play, we were outside the stadium. Right. We had all the drinks and having party outside and then go back inside. Right. So there's going to be a fan zone by Scotiabank outside where you can have fun and engage Scotiabank and whatever it is.
Probably like you probably get to meet and greet with players at some point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah. And I see there's a whole list of vendors. They have Tito's, Jimmy's Wine Spirit, Sans Beer, Kunkin Coon, Tropical Gyros, like you mentioned before, Tailor Made, Lemonade, Fries with Benefits, who I know who they are, Renique's, Takeaway and Wholesale, Laurie's, The Dancing Cooks are there, Wicked Wings can be there, Mocha Mo Culinary is going to be there, The New Duff is going to be there, Menchie's is going to be there, Mortimer Candy is going to be there, Stay Chill is going to be there, is that Sage?
Yes,
Sage is going to be there, and they're going to have like entertainment galore.
Yes,
so it's not going to be a just the soccer tournament, mm-hmm. but it's going to be it's an experience.
It's a social.
It's a social. It's who's who and soccer and things to do. You really take pictures and meet these soccer celebrities, and of course you cheer on the Bahamian team, and then you just travel in and eat and drink. Man, this can be exciting. I mean, so much things to do. And like I said, beat soccer is now the new hip thing to do. I remember when I was growing up, there had a local basketball following, right, where you go to tournaments. But now it's beat soccer that is the hip thing to do, where people go there and sit down and say, man, I traveling with the team. I know who to anticipate. But I want to talk more and conclude with the tournament information again. Right? Mm-hmm. We know that next Monday, the tournament starts.
Yes.
There's going to be three segments on the team, which is going to be A, B, and C. And we're in segment, which segment are we in?
We're in segment B.
We're in B, right? With the groups. And what all international teams could be playing in that B segment?
So in B, we love Mexico, the Bahamas, of course, Guatemala, and Belize.
We have big-time teams that the Bahamas have to be playing against in order to push forward. You know, you have Mexico and Guatemala, and those Hispanic teams are hard, and they play that volley type of soccer game. And in Group A, who's playing inside that Group A?
You got El Salvador, Costa Rica, Guadeloupe, and Turks and Caicos.
And I wish Turks and Caicos good luck against those Hispanic teams, but we ain't got to worry about them. And let's talk about Group C. Playing that?
Group C, you got the United States, Panama, Trinidad, and Dominican Republic.
Who play more grounded type game, more dribbling and striking from outside. And then the Bahamas is trying to topple them all to be the final two. So the team is going to be played from Monday through when?
Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. And when is the last two game? The championship when the Bahamas team is going to be there. When is that going to be?
That's why I say Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes,
so on Sunday, more than likely, you'll see the Bahamas is going to be there playing the last two final games right there. I mean, it's going to be a qualifier for what?
We qualify. Beach Soccer World Cup.
We're going to be for the Beach Soccer World Cup. And these are the pre-qualifiers and the finals to be qualified for the Beach Soccer World Cup, which is going to be housed in where again?
Dubai.
Right? And do we have the month when that's going to be happening?
In November.
It's going to be November. So come next week, Monday through Sunday, we have a big international tournament. All the top teams inside the region. CONCACAF. Pronounce it again?
CONCACAF.
All the top in the region is going to be playing. And the Bahamas are going to be there. They're doing big things. And I want to thank all those who are here. We have Crevin Ferguson, Torin Ferguson, and Hammy with H. With a G, right? Thompson, who's here, and we are having a good time. Anyway, Guy in Radio the AM. Have a wonderful day.